Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello and welcome still at the G20 Educational Summit in White River. That's in Mpumalanga. Listen, if you are a parent and there was a time where you did not believe that the system was for you as a parent with your child, I think there's a bit of a change in mentality from this point forth, because we are just learning so much. And I think it's really beautiful to watch from where we are, just hearing all these speeches and all these plans that should and that are being put in place for our little ones. It is really encouraging. Well, right now on stage, talking on innovative, sustainable parenting support programs, the first speaker that we're going to have with regard to that is Ms. Mpho Papale, who's a social work policy manager of early childhood development at DBE. That's the Department of Basic Education. So enjoy this one. Listen and learn on how we can truly be involved as well as parents.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Parental support. So through our discussion, we will explore how can we create and maintain support system that empowers parents and enhance the well-being of the learner. We will hear from the experts who are in the forefront in terms of this title or the topic by sharing their insights, challenges, and even their successes. So you'll allow me to share with you that you'll agree with me that education is a three-part system. So if you remove one leg on a pot, it will not balance. So in education, we need parents, we need teachers, and we also have a learner. So the three should work together to try and support the full maximum of the potential of the learner. So with those ways, I'm going to introduce the panel, and I'll follow the program as it appears. Maybe it's a way of setting out maybe a baseline for this discussion. Allow me to share a few pointers that will, in a way, channel the discussion with the panel members. One is, how do we create an environment where we have active participation from the parents in terms of supporting learners? And the second one, how do we create a learning environment at home that is conducive or even suitable for learners to learn? And then again, how do we take advantage of technology? Because we can't do away with technology. It's here with us. And how do we make use of it to ensure that the partnership or the working relation between the parents and teachers works better for the benefit of the learner? And then the next one, how do we foster the growth of mindset from the side of the learners? How do we teach them that challenges are only the opportunity for them to grow? How do we teach them the process of learning rather than just the grades? So those are the things that I feel they are key in terms of this discussion. And allow me to call upon on stage our first panel member to come and share with us some of the practices that they do. I think the chair already introduced them. I will not read their profile for the sake of time. So ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce Ms. Mpho Papale, who is the Social Work Policy Manager, Early Childhood Development in the Department of Basic Education. Over to you.
How do we control this? You can put this here.
Thank you very much, Prof, and good afternoon, everyone. And as we're looking in terms of the parenting program, where we look at parents, so I'm glad that the previous speakers have spoke a lot in terms of how do we involve parents in terms of learning and also in terms of stimulation of our children. So I'm going to focus more on the program that we are providing at Early Childhood Development with regard to the parent support and also making sure that our children are accessing ECD services. And one speaker spoke about the modalities that we are using in ECD, and parenting is one of the modalities that we are using. One can ask, why do we involve parents? Why do we need them? And in terms of our policies and in terms of our legislation, it gives them the priority to say they need to be involved in terms of our education. So in terms of the policies that are there, that we are looking in terms of implementation of parenting programs, we look in terms of the constitution that is telling us that children has a right to basic education. And when we talk about basic education, where does it start? It starts from birth. So hence the function, it was moved from the Department of Social Development to education so that we can focus more on education of our children and improve around the interventions that we need to look into. We also have the Children's Act that is also guiding us in terms of parental involvement, where we look in terms of plans, where we look in terms of early intervention and prevention, where we also involve our parents with regard to early learning. Then we also have a policy that was approved in 2015 that is looking in terms of ECD. The policy is also emphasized around the role of parents in terms of child stimulation. So we're also looking in terms of the different areas that we are having. And in terms of the policy, we have the comprehensive package when it comes to ECD, where it includes a lot of areas where we look in terms of the best interest of a child. So when we look at the comprehensive package, we also have the essential package where we look in terms of the parent support, social protection, health and nutrition. So those are the priorities, and parent support is in the central in terms of stimulation of children. So that's where we look in terms of how do we integrate as different departments, as NGOs, in terms of making sure that we support our parents and they are part of stimulation of children, or also in terms of the ECD. The role of parents, when you look at the role of parents, how do we say that parents are involved? So as we go in terms of our ECD programs, you'll ask the practitioners, you ask the principals to say, when you call a parent meeting, what are the issues that you discuss? And most of them, they will talk about the fees that needs to be paid. You are left behind in terms of this. You need to do this and that. But when we look at the role of parents, we need to emphasize them understanding and supporting early learning. And through that, we need to engage together and be partners in terms of provision of ECD services. So we need to make sure that the parents, they assist in terms of access to ECD programs, where they need to bring their children in terms of attending the early learning programs at different modalities that were mentioned earlier in terms of the play groups, the ECD centers, and also in terms of the parent support. So we're looking at the first 1,000 days, where we're saying most of our children, they are at home, they are with our parents and our caregivers. How do we make sure that they also access early learning programs? And that's where we come in terms of the parent support programs. And we're not only looking at the parents, we're also involving our caregivers in terms of providing services and also in terms of making sure that stimulation of children is being provided. So working together with our partners, we're able to have a module or in terms of how do we integrate and involve our parents, where we're taking them through our parenting skills. And through that, we're not saying that we know it all. Parents, we learn from them also in terms of the different areas. So working together with UNICEF and other partners, where we're looking in terms of how do we make sure that we capacitate our parents and making sure that we are able to share with regard to the different areas. So we look at the different things that we are doing. First of all, we're looking at a parent or a caregiver, looking at their mental wellness, looking at them to say that in order for them to take care of children, are they also taken care of? So that's where we're looking that parents, they need to have time off, they need to have support, they need to share the responsibility with all the family members so that they raise a child. So we're saying that it takes a nation to raise a child. So that's where we got in terms of the looking at the study that we provided, that we did with UNICEF, looking at the knowledge and also in terms of the practices of our parents, in terms of what they know, and also looking at the play-based learning, where we're saying that children are learning through play. We emphasize in different areas and in different areas. We also emphasize around the healthy family relationship. When we have the healthy family relationship, that's where we are able to stimulate our children. So different areas we look into in terms of learning through play, the creativity, the development of our children through their different milestones. How do we make sure that they are able to develop? And also we're working with the different departments around this area. The Department of Health, that is assisting in terms of the health and nutrition, looking at the first 1,000 days. That's where we look in terms of the Road to Health booklet. How do we make sure that our parents are engaged and are involved and are using that? And currently what we've been doing with the Department of Health, we're looking in terms of screening and identifying our children with learning barriers and also with special needs. So we're having that screening tool that will be included in the Road to Health booklet so that we are able to identify earlier in terms of our children that has barriers. So our parents are critical in terms of identifying those areas and also in terms of prevention. The issues around the child safety and protection. We talked about how we register our ECD program to make sure that our children are safe. How do we make sure that we are protecting our children from abuse and also from neglect? That's where we come in and empower and talk with parents to say, what are the things that we need to do to make sure that our children are protected? And also we're looking in terms of our ECD programs, the people who are working with our children, are they being screened? Are they suitable to work with our children? So parents play a critical role so that they can support our ECD programs to register and to make sure that our children are protected. The issue around positive discipline, how do we make sure that we're looking in terms of our children, that we are able to stimulate them and make sure that they are able to learn? So parents play as role models and they play a critical role in terms of those areas. So we go through in terms of working together with the different organizations and the departments when we're rolling out the parenting program and going all out in terms of making sure that we empower our parents. So there's a train, the master trainer program that we are doing in all the provinces where we are training them and the capacitating them so that they can reach out to their parents and also involved in their parenting program. So we also implement with the different stakeholders. We did a scoping study with UNICEF where we are identifying the parenting programs around the 9 provinces. So we had about 97 organizations that are providing parenting programs and they are focusing on different areas. So we need to work together in terms of making sure that we coordinate and also when we are reaching out to our parents, we're making it in a one voice and we are able to work together as a team. So there are different organizations that are supporting in that work. The previous financial year, we were embarked on a project where we needed to reach out to 16,000 parents around the 9 provinces. So we were able to do that with UNICEF and implementing partner, which is NECDA, and rolling out the program in the 9 provinces. So we needed to reach out to the parents to make sure that what we learn from them, what are the critical areas that we need to stimulate and also to make sure that our parents are being involved. So it was done and we were able to reach out and look in terms of how we involve parents. And interestingly, in the program, we're looking at the role of fathers in terms of parenting. How do we get fathers involved? So we're able to get the males who were involved in the parenting program and forming part of our parenting or trainings. And in this, we're able to reach out to about 45,973 children. So in terms of the parents who were coming, indicating that I'm taking care of 4 children, I'm taking care of 3 children or 1 child, that's how we look in terms of how do we access those children. We're talking about the issue around technology. How do we make sure that we involve our parents in their home environment, looking at the improvement, innovations around digital use, where we say that you take your phone and you look in terms of the parenting skills that you need to get into, where we have the ECD Mobi, and also we have the Play SA, that where we empower our practitioners and also those people who are working with children. So in terms of the provincial snapshot, we're able to reach out to 600 parents in the Mpumalanga province, but we're saying that this is the beginning. We need to see how we work together with the provinces and with the different organizations so that we are able to reach out to as many parents as possible in terms of our parenting program. So we're saying that we're having Banapili, and we're saying in behalf of the priority one, we are appreciative in terms of supporting the Banapele process, in terms of registration of our ECD program, making sure that our children are being supported and they are stimulated in safe environment. And also we know every program that is providing services to children so that we are able to strengthen around the monitoring and also evaluation, the impact that we are making with regard to our children. So we are saying that our parents are very critical and important in this area also. Thank you so much.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.